You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training is almost here, and it's time to look at some different categories that might be interesting pertaining to the San Francisco Giants. Let's talk to Chris Haft about that. Chris, the first category I want to throw at you is, what is the difference? What could be the difference between sort of a good season and a bad season? Is there a player that might be a difference maker in that respect?
Well, Allison, I think they went after this difference maker very early in the offseason, and they got a hold of him, and that would be closer Mark Melancon. The Giants led the league with 30 blown saves last year. It's obvious what kind of effect that had on them. They could have won a division title. Instead, they finished second. You know, they had to sneak in through the wild card game door, so to speak. And, they had the Chicago Cubs, who ended up winning the World Series, on the ropes. But they squandered things in game four of the division series against the Cubs. And there you go. I mean, they would have had, if they had held the lead they had in the ninth inning, they would have gone back to Chicago and the Cubs would have had to face Johnny Cueto. And that wouldn't have been such a good thing for the Cubs. Who knows? Baseball history might have been rewritten. But it all began with a closer, and so now they've got one.
Next category is who might surprise. So a player that might surprise the front office and camp, maybe make the 25-man roster for opening day that wasn't expected to, or just somebody who might be a breakout player that we're not really focused on right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a surprise if this guy excels, but I think Tyler Beattie could make some noise. There are some people who thought that maybe he and not left-hander Ty Block should have been the pitcher to come up at the end of last season. Ty Block, of course, did extremely well, you know, beating the Dodgers, getting a key win against the Dodgers there in the final weekend of the season. But here's a guy in Beattie who is, first round draft pick, tons of talent, starting to understand how to use his skills. And I think I'm not saying he's going to win the number five starter's job outright in spring training, but over the course of the year, almost always need, a sixth or seventh starter. He could end up being that person and, coming up and contributing several wins to their cause.
Okay, next category, how is your star? So every team has a star. What is the situation? Is he in the prime of his career? Does he need to find a way to stay healthy? How would you assess the star player on this team?
I'm going to go with Buster Posey to talk about. And, there were some alarming things to see in his, as they like to say, on the back of his baseball card this past year. Didn't hit a whole lot of home runs, didn't hit 300, but I personally think the skills are still there. He had some aches and pains that he really didn't want to talk about, but they hampered him at the plate. They just had to. Meanwhile, his catching skills improved. He won a Gold Glove. That's a big thing for him. There's no reason he can't stay at that level. And what you saw from him from time to time later in the season and into the postseason at the plate suggested that I think he can be the Buster Posey at the plate that we knew, for most of his career.
Next question is, what is the vision? What is the front office trying to accomplish this spring training and beyond in the regular season? Big picture plans for the San Francisco Giants.
Really, just stick with what they've been doing. They go out to win every year. Even in 2005 through 2008, my first 4 years covering the club, when they had a losing record every year, I never heard the word rebuilding. Never heard that word. Never heard that term. They always went out there and went for it. And I see them doing that again this year. So I think they just want to maintain positive, aggressive attitude and from the front office to the field.
So what would be the perfect season? What would that look like for the Giants? A realistic look at at the end of the season, they look back and they say, wow, that was a perfect season. I think I know what your answer is going to be, but what would the perfect season be for the Giants?
Well, a perfect season would be anywhere from 92 to 95 wins, beating out the Dodgers for the division title, or doing what they did in 2010, 2012, 2014. Too bad they couldn't maintain their streak of winning the World Series in another even number year. But having won that often, that frequently, that recently, these guys have lofty goals, Allison. So anything short of the World Series would not be perfect.
Yeah, I guess, back in the Yankees' heyday, I think everybody got kind of tired of hearing, if we don't win the World Series, then it's considered a failure. But when you do get used to winning World Series, I mean, it's hard to win one World Series. I guess when you have a team that won 3 in 5 years, anything short of winning a World Series is a completely less than perfect season, right?
I guess so, yeah. Maybe I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but it is hard to win World Series. I think, you know, a team like the Yankees, they've reached a level, where even when they don't contend, they're still the Yankees, if you know what I mean. They still have that aura.
Right.
They still respect them. Maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I think the Giants have pretty much reached that level in the National League. And maybe along with the Dodgers and Cardinals. And the Braves have kind of dropped from that plateau, but the way they're rebuilding now, I think they may be ready to return to that level. You know, where every year you can count on these certain clubs to contend, and even if they don't contend, they just don't embarrass themselves. I think the Giants are in that handful of, you know, 8 to 10 out of the, you know, 30 major league clubs.
Absolutely. Okay, Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.